Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for reading my article, The Politics of Female Pain, Women's Citizenship, Twilight Sleep, and the Early Birth Control Movement. The article seems particularly relevant to me in light of the statistics in the United States on the use of epidurals. This past summer, in the summer of 2018, Stanford researchers published a study in the journal Anesthesiology, and they found that 71% of all women get epidurals or other spinal anesthesia. This is a 10% increase since 2008. And very much like Twilight Sleep, as I detail in the article, epidurals do present risks to both mothers and their babies and contribute to the ongoing medicalization of childbirth. Yet this medicalization has not resulted in better outcomes in maternal or infant mortality rates. We hold the worst record in the developed world in the United States for maternal and infant mortality. Women in the United States are 2 to 3 times more likely to die than others from the start of pregnancy to 1 year after delivery, while infants have a 76% higher risk of death compared with others in wealthy nations. So this crisis is particularly acute in the case of African American women. So understanding how women and physicians in the past tried to grapple with the dangers and pain of pregnancy and labor, and how those tussles then resulted in women holding ultimately less power over their pregnancy and labor process, is crucial to making good decisions going forward in improving American maternal and infant mortality rates. I hope you like the article and that it prompts further questions and thoughts from both healthcare professionals and lay people alike on how we manage labor and delivery and women's health in the United States today.